Jin Azadi! Jin Jian Azadi! Jin Jian Azadi!
And there's urgent need of a system change because it's harming the whole country, the regime of the mullahs. And interestingly, I have seen that women are now leading the process of uprisings in Iran. Some say a revolution. Well, it's the fundament of a revolution, what's happening now. And it was influenced by the revolution of Rojava. So the slogan taken over, the banner taken over, Jinjian Azadi, is saying a lot. And the women who are shouting Jinjian Azadi, it's obvious that they're asking for a system change. From the perspective of women, system change means giving up all kind of patriarchal dominance over the women, starting over the women, but spreading in whole Iran. I think Öcalan was right when he said, in this century, there's no space for the nation states based on singularity. Let's say, if you want to exist in Iran, we have to follow, as women, to follow up the Sharia law. If you're Kurdish or Baluch or Ahwaz or Azari, you have to follow the Persian culture. So both are harming the whole country, and of course Iran is also important for the whole Middle Eastern region. That's why I hope and we hope that the women of Iran should be the first group in the society by overcoming the nationalism which is now dividing the progressive elements actors in Iran. I hope that the women will be able to be the dynamic of unity of oppressed people in Iran and not copying the mixed party politics which are looking down on the Kurds from the Persian perspective, looking down on the Baluch, on the Ahwaz and Azeri. And I think it's clear that Iran will change, must change, so the uprisings are continuing, and I'm looking forward that the result will be positive since it's in the hands of the women. That's why I'm positive.
I just wanted to, from an Indian perspective, just add a single sentence in response to that discussion, which is that I think we need a democratic space, at least, you know, a flawed democratic space, to be able to fight for system change. So unless the Modi government in India goes, unless the Islamic Republic goes, unless Putin goes or whatever, you can't have the freedom to fight for systemic change, which we all want, revolutionary change.
Well, just to make a comment on gender dualisms, I think it's a very multi-layered problem that you need to come to, both in terms of the biological basis of sex gender, of the psychology that's involved in raising children, of the cultural mores, of the political and economic structures that are related to gender. So what I'm saying is that at a biological level, sex gender is a continuum. It is not a dualism of masculine and feminine. It's a whole continuum and range of possibilities, biological possibilities. It is the patriarchal culture which has constructed the dualism of masculine versus feminine, humanity versus nature, production versus reproduction, and so on. So that would be, and we, as I just say, we really need to, it has to be taken apart because the question is very raw at this time in our history. It has to be taken apart, teased apart very carefully, bringing many kinds of tools of understanding to the question. So I hope that helps a little bit. Is that getting to what you were looking for. Yeah. Now, there's one here, it says about replacing one ideology with another. I don't know whether, is that also from you or from somebody else? Or I'm not quite sure what you mean, which ideology you're talking about. I mean, obviously, we don't want to replace one ideology with another.
So your entire presentation was centered around patriarchy. It was centered around free labor of women. And my understanding is, in order to dismantle patriarchy, which is not only, which is also an ideology, you spoke about hegemony. How do we replace patriarchy by dismantling it and using feminism, which it itself is an ideology? Is that, does that summarize your question?
Oh, so you're suggesting that ecofeminism is an ideology? Is that what you mentioned?
It's an ideology. Every movement is based in an ideology. The liberation of black women. Yeah. It has to be an ideology before it becomes a revolution.
So
the young people's question is, how do you explain replacing one ideology with another ideology?
I don't see ecofeminism as an ideology. If I'd had time to unpack more carefully what I had been prepared to say, it would be very clear that what contemporary ecofeminists are talking about is a materialist analysis. We're talking about real, lived, everyday, material actions by women and by men, by indigenous and non-indigenous and so on and so on, and teasing out the alternative understandings of our human relationships with the material, natural world and with each other, which are not present and are not acknowledged in the dominant patriarchal ideology. So it isn't, it's a materialist analysis. It is not understood as an ideology. An ideology is very often confused with a hegemony as well, both of them often used in the sense of an idea system which consolidates power relations as they exist. But as I'm saying, with ecological feminism, what is being teased out are material relationships which have not been acknowledged in history to this point. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Bueno, en principio, en relación a la espiritualidad, realmente la gente que no nos conoce, por ejemplo, hay mucha gente aquí en Europa que no solo no nos conoce por las ideas de supremacía que tienen, pero también no nos conoce porque no nos quiere conocer porque piensan que hay verdad absoluta en Europa. Por eso allá les decimos, bájenle dos rayitas porque pueden aprender de nosotras. Entonces, y si se mantiene esa supremacía, pues se siguen jodiendo porque no van a reconocer su espiritualidad. Y cuando hablamos de espiritualidad dentro de nuestras cosmovisiones, todas las cosmovisiones tienen su propia espiritualidad porque tienen su propio modelo de vida. Y el modelo, por ejemplo, yo soy maya y yo no tengo ese vínculo con el cristianismo, no porque me lo hayan dicho, a veces me dicen las blancas te cambiaron y yo le digo no, a mí me cambió mi abuela. Mi abuela me hablaba de que no hay un Dios supremo. Mi abuela me hablaba de que están las energías y que somos energía. Por eso de ahí vienen los cuerpos plurales también. No somos ni mujeres ni hombres, podemos ser mujeres, hombres, trans, travesti, lesbianas, todas las expresiones. Eso nos lo enseñaron las abuelas y les abuelas, me encanta ahora les. Entonces vamos tejiendo esa espiritualidad y esa es la conexión. Si volvemos a la tierra, si volvemos a los ciclos lunares, si nos vinculamos con despatriarcalizar y descolonizar el tiempo, van a ver que su espiritualidad se va a conectar con la luna, con el sol, con el aire, con las montañas. Y eso es sagrado, porque nosotras somos sagradas. Eso también es ser brujas. Eso también es ser brujas, porque en Guatemala, en el mal llamado Guatemala, en este pleno, en el 2022, o sea, el 2021, 2022, estos años, pues, nos han atacado mucho a las brujas. Han dicho que nosotras metemos sapos en las panzas, que nosotras somos asesinas, en fin, lo que no quieren reconocer. Lo que no quiere reconocer la humanidad es que las mayas somos sabias consejeras y tenemos nuestra propia sabiduría milenaria, pero que reconocemos otras sabidurías. No solo la nuestra es la única, por eso están todas nuestras ancestras ahí, que están tejidas, no solo está Bertita Cáceres, está Lina, están todas las ancestralidades. Reconocemos esas ancestralidades. Por eso aprendemos también de Sahara, de las ancestralidades del pueblo saharaui, pero también de Euskal Herria. O sea, todas esas expresiones las abrazamos y eso hay que reconocer. Hay ancestralidad, hay brujas aquí. Despierten a esas brujitas que llevan adentro. Díganles que ustedes son la memoria, la historia de sus abuelas, pero también que tejen para el horizonte. Tenemos horizonte. No nos olvidemos que nuestro horizonte feminista no es el falso desarrollo. Y esa es nuestra expresión milenaria. Vamos a seguir reexistiendo. Por eso en mi pueblo decimos, florecerás, Ishimuleu. Las abuelas nos han dicho que vamos a florecer. ¿Cuándo? Ahí está escrito. El patriarcado sí o sí va a caer, fijo va a caer.
Up, y'all. In these dark times, there are many opportunities, a time to slow down, a time to recalibrate. We are standing on the precipice of a new season, a new chapter of liberatory struggle, and it is being led by women. And when I say women, I mean all women. Our trans sisters, certainly included. All around the world, yes, give it up. All around the world, we are seeing women rise up. The system of patriarchy, as this world has known, is crumbling. We know the stone foundations of these systems are not impenetrable, but are cracking and crumbling under the pressure of our resistance. I'd like to close together in Asada. I did this in 2018. It's a bit of a ritual for black organizers in the States. And so I'm gonna just say words and you repeat, and we started to whisper. And then we get a little louder, And then we scream. Okay? It is our duty to fight for freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and protect one another. We have nothing to lose but our chains. It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support one another. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Çerxa cihan zor gredanem mere zor Jin çune peş perdi xuyn